We're taking a short break to tell you a little bit about the 10% Happier podcast hosted by my friend Dan Harris. It has one guiding philosophy. Happiness is a skill you can learn, so why not master it? I recently talked to him on our show about what has changed since he wrote 10% Happier 10 years ago. A lot. Dan was once a fidgety, skeptical journalist, but after suffering a panic attack on national television, he decided to change his life. This journey led him to learn everything he could about the human psyche. Now he's on a quest to help others achieve peace and happiness. Each week, he talks to top scientists, meditation teachers, and even the odd celebrity, exploring topics like productivity, anxiety, enlightenment, psychedelics, and relationships. He's funny. He's smart. He's one of the best interviewers I know. Think of listening to 10% Happier as a workout for your mind. The 10% Happier podcast is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Welcome to Untangle, the podcast from Muse, the brain sensing headband, and Meditation Studio, the five-star app. I'm Patricia Karpus. Before we begin with today's guest, if you're ready to start or deepen your meditation practice, head over to choosemuse.com and use the discount code MUSESTRESSLESS for your very own Muse headband. Now is a great time to practice. Today's guest is Amy Baglin. Amy originally founded a website called Meet Mindful and was on our show a few years ago. Her personal mission is to give people the tools they need to make meaningful connections and to live with purpose, joy, and a real sense of belonging. To that end, her new company is called Fabric, with a Q. It's a platform that's intended to help us prioritize, track, and reconnect regularly with the people who matter most to us. Amy and I spoke in the beginning of COVID, but this discussion about how we build deeper connection and stamp out loneliness was important even before COVID. Amy's an entrepreneur and starts businesses that she's passionate about, and this, for sure, is one of them. Now, here's Amy. Amy, it is so great to have you on Untangle today. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Patricia.
It was great to have you the first time when we were talking about your first startup business, which is called Meet Mindful. And now you have a new company, which is called Fabric. And I am so interested in this because I feel like it's timely. And so I wanted to understand what led you to create Fabric and why you feel like meaningful connections, which I think is the foundation of this business, why this is so important right now.
I'm excited to jump into that with you. It's amazing to think that when we first spoke on a podcast, it was like, what, 3 or 4 years ago? Where has the time gone? So yeah, what led us to create Fabric is rooted in the same thing that led us to create Meet Mindful and the constant evolution that is vision and product and also just life and where energy takes us. So the mission for Meet Mindful from day one was to help people have more meaningful connection in their life every day. And so we knew that starting with dating, given the opportunity in the space, was our calling for when we first started. But there was always, from day one, a bigger vision to help people have other types of meaningful connection and improve their relationships outside of romantic relationships, help them feel more connected to others and community. So that was a deeply rooted piece of our vision and our values from day one. And so as we got into 2018, I began to see, I think, just the walls crumbling around what we call connection and what we call digital connection, especially, and a lot of signal in the wider space, the mainstream space around. And I'm imagining you and other listeners can remember this, and it hasn't stopped to this day. More and more headlines around loneliness and social isolation and disconnection. And of course, with the coronavirus crisis, this is even more prevalent with the quarantine. But even before that, it was a big topic of conversation. How is it that we're more connected, quote unquote, than ever, but people are lonelier at higher rates than we've ever seen before and feeling more disconnected and just unable to be open and vulnerable enough to have a genuine connection. And we're almost like learning that what you're supposed to do is stay on the surface, stay as quick as possible, optimize for quantity over quality, optimize for breadth over depth. And I could feel back in 2018 that that pendulum has kind of like gone so far in one direction that public, it's like the walls were starting to crack. People were craving a little bit more simplicity, craving smaller, more intimate gatherings and groups and conversations. We saw a huge rise in connection cards and like different card decks you can order for having better conversations. And have you seen these before?
I have not, no.
Table topics is one example. There's probably like 100 different variations of brands that create games that help people connect better. And a lot of them are different question and answer games. And they kind of blew up onto the scene around 2018 as well. Anyway, we got really clear that if we were going to expand what we were offering and providing people, that we really wanted to do something that was going to help with this epidemic of disconnection. We looked at the definition of health from the World Health Organization, and it starts with health is a balance of mental, physical, and social well-being. And we looked at that and we're like, wow, mental and physical health are so established and there's so many products and books and practices, but what is social well-being and why aren't we talking about that? So long story short, we got very curious about how could we build a product to improve people's social wellness and do it in a way that feels fun and accessible and hip and modern, not like overly laborious or too much work, right? And what we found is that one of the biggest struggles in their relationships and their social fabric is staying in touch easily with the people who matter most to them, and that they don't have anything that helps them track that, that helps them stay accountable to the good intentions that we all have in terms of keeping our relationships strong and fulfilling. And so we built Fabric as a way to help people stay in touch better, to really get clear on who matters most to them and have a tool or a self-care tool that helps them do that, just like we have our tools for meditation and habit tracking and calorie counting and workouts.
There are two questions that I have. One is, you talk about the walls crumbling and how quantity over quality became important. And a lot of people are talking right now about the epidemic of loneliness and social isolation. And we've talked on this podcast about the Minister of Loneliness in the UK, and the former Surgeon General, Vivek Murthy, just wrote a book called Together about social connection and the epidemic of loneliness. I am curious what you think about when this started crumbling. I'm curious how an app or a tool can help us become deeper with each other, which is what everyone is talking about. It's not the amount of connections or the amount of time we stay in touch with people, but it's the depth of connection that we have with people.
It's amazing to see people in high positions in the government now being on the front stage talking about this. Yeah, the world crumbling. I mean, I'm an entrepreneur, right? I am a starry-eyed entrepreneur. So I certainly am not the one with the most background on the social shifts over the past decade, but I really look a lot at what social networks and social technology has taught us and almost trained us to. It's same with our phones or text messages and all the notifications. Like, we get stuck in this dopamine addiction cycle. And whether it's the next text that comes in, the variable reward and the anticipation of what's going to be there, and let's stop everything to figure out what it says and then write back and have that dopamine release. And here's another cycle I just completed. Same thing that happens on any social media app that are designed to be addictive, designed to keep you in the loop of that. I'm going to do a little bit of work. I'm going to like or comment on somebody's thing. And then hopefully I'll wait for the next response to my thing. And then it spikes my dopamine again. And then that gets us into this vicious addiction cycle. And what it's teaching us is that that type of behavior, that really quick hitting, relatively superficial behavior that doesn't allow us to go very deep and have quality experience with somebody, is what spikes our dopamine responses and gives us this quick satisfaction. And so in terms of the world crumbling, there's a whole lot of other things out there that I won't comment on because I don't feel prepared to comment on that or like I have enough background there. But I do know that what we're learning through technology, not that technology is all bad, but what we're learning is that this type of social behavior feels good at a cellular level. I believe part of the question is how do we retrain ourselves so we're not in those addiction cycles and feel the true joy that may not be instant dopamine releases, dopamine hits, but how do we feel the true deeper joy of a quality interaction with somebody? It may only be one person for the whole day, but we could be flying high and filled up for 2 days from that if we're really taking the time to truly be in connection, not just say the thing that gets us that quick validation that feels good in the moment. Because on the other side of that quick hit is a letdown where we need to then do it again. So I think what we're seeing is that we just really need to learn how to get that in a more deeper, fulfilled way. And yeah, that's what we're trying to focus on. So then the question is, how does technology do that?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you've ever thought about therapy and haven't quite jumped in yet, it may be the right time to explore BetterHelp. Whether you're looking for new coping skills or to improve a relationship, or maybe dealing with some social anxiety or just need to recharge your batteries so you can be the best version of yourself, therapy is great. And this could be just the right time to give BetterHelp a shot. Finding a therapist through BetterHelp is easy. It's entirely online, convenient, flexible, and they do their best to match you with a licensed therapist that's a great fit for you. Visit betterhelp.com/untangle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/untangle. Now back to our show.
One of the things I noticed personally, and I'll just get back to my own experience, I noticed in conversations with both my close friends and then people, I joined a social club called Archipelago back in, I guess it was 2018. And the conversation that kept coming up was this deep yearning for, even though people weren't necessarily saying I'm yearning for this, this deep yearning kept showing up for real connection. Like, I want to be seen and I want to see others. I want to be witnessed. I want to be understood. I want to be accepted, and I want to be around others who also want that same thing, which is the roots of Meet Mindful too, like-minded connection. And I think if more and more people woke up to that as a need that they have personally and how what was out there, it's almost like realizing that a whole food diet actually feels really good in the body, but all you see out there is junk food. How do you start to cope when you now have realized that? And I just saw in a lot of the conversations that I was around, and whether they were with my intimate friend group or in a larger gathering, but that kept coming up. So that was kind of the internal experience-based signal that I was getting. So in terms of how Fabric has taken technology and tried our best to apply it in a way that does create that for others, right? Create deeper connection. We found that we could go one of two ways. We could actually be the tool that recreates connection games and almost like facilitates it in a way, or we could be the tool that helps people remember and reconnect to the intentions that they have about their people and their relationships and their social fabric, and then hold space for them to show up in the ways they want to for the people around them. And we chose to do the latter because we think that people have different ways and they do have different intentions. So if we can meet people at first where they are and give them a tool that will help them fulfill on those goals and their intentions, whether that they want to deepen their relationship with others or get closer to others or just let relationships not fall through the cracks, we can have a bigger impact on a wider scale than trying to go super deep with a much smaller group of people. That being said, we are exploring ways that we can build features in the product that will help others go deeper and be more of a facilitation role or a coach role for users who are interested in that. What we're finding is most powerful is when people sign up and they go, oh my goodness, I haven't even thought about who my most important people really are. Because we design it in three different circles of closeness, my inner circle, my middle circle, my outer circle, and then kind of like a ring of extended relationships outside of that. We model it off of Robin Dunbar and Dunbar's number. And just the sheer exercise of going through who are my people, who are the relationships that matter most, what relationships have fallen through the cracks that I want to restore, and just setting that up, we've heard has been a huge breakthrough for some people. It brings so much more awareness front and center, their relationships and who matters to them. So that alone has been a really great, I'd say, impact of what we're offering. Just the awareness itself of, hey, this is important to me. And I had not been treating it as such until I got something that was actually designed to help. And then we have a number of connection starters within the app that help people kick off a conversation in a more interesting or deep way. Not so much, hey, how are you? I miss you. Or, hey, what's up? Or what are you doing this weekend? And giving people some prompts to go a layer deeper to have a stronger foundation for a more interesting conversation. And we do have a number of users who had asked for that type of support. And then with Fabric, you can be more intentional about your relationships. So when you sign up, you can set how often you want to be in touch with each person. So Fabric will help you easily remember at a glance who's kind of coming up, who you need to be reaching out to next, because we know our brains can't hold all of this information as much as we try. And then once you are in connection with somebody and they tell you something you don't want to forget, you want to follow up on, or you want to remember like their kids' names or their kids' birthdays or whatever, or if you told me that your mom's sick, you're going to go visit her. Generally, those are pieces of information that if I want to be a good friend and show up for my people, I want to remember that and follow up on it. But generally, we just forget, or we have flashes of remembering and then don't take action. And so our brains are terrible at holding this information. And so Fabric is a place where you can put that in and have the reminders that you want for your people so you don't let things slip through the cracks. So it's really giving people the ability to show up for their people in the ways that they want and just gives a little extra horsepower in order to do it. And that alone is deepening relationships and helping people feel more connected and like their social fabric is stronger. We want there to be a place for our users to just see those that matter and none of the noise outside of that. And I think we can all agree that being on, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or whatever it is, there's a lot of noise. And it's not all bad. It's just not necessarily helping with the intentions of keeping those relationships strong. Life is really busy and overwhelming for a lot of people. That is the core group of people that we serve, or those who they actually do need and are looking for those supports. And often it comes in the form of a tool or something that they can quote unquote hire to help them out.
We talk a lot on this podcast about mindfulness tools and meditation and contemplative practices and neuroscience and all kinds of different topics. But when you talk about one of the deep inner needs that people have is to be seen and heard and how important these connections are and how much better they are when they're purposeful, what kind of tools do you offer or do you think we need to help people be better at deep listening, which it's really hard to do because you also want to be heard yourself. So a lot of people are going between, I'm listening to you, but I have so much I want to say. And so what kinds of tools can we use or do you offer that really helps with that balance?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's certainly a lifelong skill. One of the things that I notice that happens the most is somebody shares something, you share something with me, and it's such a misconception, but people really think they're being helpful when you share something with me and I go, that sounds exactly like my experience. I've had the same experience. Let me tell you all about it. And the impact for you is, man, I just opened up to you and then you just made it all about you. I think we all know what that feeling feels like. It's hard and people aren't taught this stuff. No one is taught this stuff. I mean, if we're lucky, we start looking at it as an adult, but kids don't get taught this. And it's so sad. I mean, I really find it to be heartbreaking that we don't have curriculum. I'm not even a parent yet, but I'm sure when I am, I'm going to be like on fire about this one. We don't have the curriculum for most kids growing up, most people growing up, that teaches us how to do a good job of this. And since our parents didn't get taught that, and we model off after our parents, of course the cycle continues. So how can we help with that? One of the things that I said this earlier, we really want to be able to meet people where they're at. And if it becomes this laborious personal development program that I need to be on forever, that feels daunting to most people. I think you know what that feeling feels like, right?
Yes.
The way I like to think about this, okay, what are some nuggets that we can give people on a regular basis that will help? And hopefully with enough nuggets, I think that's such a funny word, with enough nuggets that I have some more tools in my tool belt that I can start reaching in and using almost as second nature instead of really muscling through it. And so right now we've been producing different types of content that are designed to answer some of these key questions, key things that people can accessibly try on and do instead of just theory. So right when the coronavirus hit, I think we were like a week into quarantine, I did a 10-day Facebook Live series that was focused on how we can have more meaningful connection during this time. And each day had a checklist of tips, right? Because that almost waters the whole thing down. But I really want people to start realizing that there's small things that we can do. It doesn't have to be a giant, massive life change in order to feel more connection, more genuine, fulfilling relationships. So we've been doing different content pieces, and these go out both outside of our user base. And then we have some more dedicated experience that goes to our user base itself. Two things that we're going to be rolling out later this year. We actually just started charging for Fabric this week. So we turned on monetization with an all access plan that's really low priced, but gives people access to all of the advanced features that Fabric offers. And as part of a promo for that group of folks who upgraded and committed to all access, we're going to be producing an online experience, an online course that is focused around social self-care. So one of the things that we've learned from our users is that a lot of people really look at Fabric as a self-care tool that goes in the same folder as their other self-care apps. And so we're going to be building this course around social self-care, just like we focus on self-care and well-being and all these other important areas of our life. Let's do that here. So that will be an experience that is strictly for the Fabric members. I'm going to be hosting a virtual connection dinner that will be a group experience for select Fabric members as well, where we're going to be talking about connection during this time and what's working for others and really let it be an experience share. We normalize that this is something that doesn't come naturally to most people and that it does require some systems or some commitments, and then giving some really fresh and hopefully approachable ideas that people can try out. One of my favorite is I have a friend who lives in Sonoma County, and he has lots of people coming through to his beautiful property, but for the most part has lived alone until he recently met somebody that he's madly in love with. But he had, as part of his systems, a connection hour on his calendar every day where he would get in touch with folks who, obviously there's no one right around him, so he'd have to hop on the phone, send out some texts, and find one or two people to connect with during that hour. So it became part of his system and his daily routine. And things like that make it a lot easier for us to integrate into our days. So that's the type of stuff we're focusing on right now. And then the question is, how can we bring that into the app? We're looking at creating individual based goals and intentions. So if I have an intention to get closer to my cousin or to reconnect with my aunt or to set boundaries with somebody, these are things that we'll be testing out and likely bringing in some outside expertise to work on as well.
Yeah, we'll take a short break for one of our awesome sponsors, Born Shoes. I was so excited to try these cute, casual sandals made with top quality leather, perfect for all the traveling that I do. They're so comfortable for walking anywhere. I know exactly why their tagline is, "Take comfort in Born shoes." Perfect. There are 5 new styles this spring, and I tried Ithaca and absolutely love them. But they also have boots and heels you should try. They feel as good as they look. Go to bornshoes.com today for a 15% discount plus ground shipping on all full price shoes when you use my promo code UNTANGLE. That's promo code UNTANGLE for 15% off and free shipping. Available exclusively to our listeners for just a limited time. Now, back to our show.
Such great ideas. I love the idea of making some of these things more of a routine. And I really love that you're calling your course social self-care, because we usually think of self-care as self-care, but the social part of it is so important. I think one of your blogs was about 15 creative ways to connect with people. And then you also had something that was about morning practices to feel more connected. Can you just give us like some practical ways to feel more connected?
Some of the morning practices that I really love, and of course, this is kind of a hodgepodge of stuff that I've tried over the years, and I think we're all familiar with gratitude practices, right? I have many times shifted gratitude practice away from just general things I'm grateful for, and specifically thinking about who I'm grateful for, or what somebody did, or like an interaction that I had. It's something great to do in the morning or at night when the day is over. And I think it's especially useful to, instead of just think like, man, I really love and appreciate my mom. I really love and appreciate my best friend. I'm grateful for them. Instead, like, I'm so grateful that my mom sent me that message yesterday. I just felt so seen and supported from afar. Or, I love the conversation I had with my best friend yesterday. She makes me laugh so much. I really needed that yesterday. And so actually having a specific gratitude for something that you can, that actually happened, that then takes the experience and makes it more meaningful. So I think the individualized, people-oriented gratitude practice is a great one. Also, for those who really love journaling practices, or like 5-minute journal or some sort of written practice in the morning, I have taken this from Brendon Burchard. He has a high performance journal. And one of the questions in there, and I just love this, is who can I delight or surprise today? Taking a moment going like, huh, yeah, we spend all day or morning, are us high performance achiever types, thinking about what are the goals I'm going to accomplish today? Like, why can't we create a goal around who can I delight or surprise? That sort of stuff is so easy in the grand scheme of life. And it's just a little shift of attention that can really make a difference. And again, I pointed this out for you. It's not just about me. If I do these things, it has a true ripple effect. And we just know that if somebody's day is brightened up, that has a ripple effect for those around them, usually. So there's really something special about this. It's beyond, I had a great workout, so I'm going to burn some calories and feel stronger. It's not that that's bad. I love those things too. But there's something really special about the second and third order effects of really being intentional and showing up for your people.
I want to ask you another question about, and this goes back to, there's a lot of research that's being done on the power of social interactions and this deep desire for connectedness to not just empower our health and wellness, which we've been talking about a lot here, but also that having this close circle of dependable friends and people that you trust can reduce your risk of depression and anxiety, lower your blood pressure. Even this one article I was looking at, and I don't know if you've seen things like this, but decrease your risk of health conditions like diabetes and heart attacks. It's really been extended to a lot of different health conditions. Have you seen a lot of that research? What's your thought on that?
I think it's amazing and essential that this type of research is now coming out on a mainstream scale with mainstream attention and mainstream headlines, because we need that. Like, it's critical. And I am so far from a scientist, but one thing I will say that I really believe in is the effect that cortisol and stress has on our bodies. And thinking back to when we were cave people and that fight or flight response was critical to keep us safe from the tigers and the bears. If we're feeling alone, we immediately feel unsafe because we're not with the pack. And in caveman terms, we're in danger. We're going to go get eaten in the field because no one's there to protect us. We're not in the pack. And I mean, we are pack animals. It makes so much sense to me that if we are feeling lonely and like there's nobody to have our back or support us, and there's a lot of research around how many people can you turn to in the time of need, and like 25% or more of people have zero right now. My God. So if you look at that and you layer on top of what stress and cortisol release must be going on in the body, there's a ton of data that backs up stress and cortisol spikes, and then all of the ailments and disease that you mentioned. And so I really do see that link.
I want to end by asking you, we've talked a lot about social wellness and all of the different areas that Fabric is focused on to help us be better at connecting with people. I think this was also in some articles that you were writing about, that there are ways for us to start more engaging and important conversations. Can you just talk about what you would recommend as a great conversation starter and maybe a few of the questions you would ask those people that are in your inner circle?
That's great. So I think leading with curiosity is a recipe for success and connection. And that's actually also a huge piece of active listening, getting curious about somebody's inner world. And so anything that really increases curiosity and helps you get to know someone better. You as a person get into somebody's world and activate that natural curiosity that when turned on is really engaging, and you get to know somebody better. But also naturally that person feels seen and heard. And in a way, like that alone can calm somebody's nervous system and help them feel safe and secure. So again, there's that double whammy impact of, or second order, let's say that, the second order effect of your listening for somebody. So really getting curious about what's going on. One of the questions I love to ask the most is, what's something that you're learning about yourself right now? I mean, this is great to do during the quarantine because, my God, our worlds are upside down, right? So, of course, we have to be doing a little bit of introspection, whether or not we know we're doing it or not. What's something that you're learning about yourself right now? Any big realizations come up for you? Or even on a less self-aware, deep level, is there anything new that you're learning, or that you're studying, or you're trying, any skills you're trying to develop right now? Like, almost everybody has an answer for that if they think about it. And what a cool thing to not only learn again, but it stokes their fire for that thing because they get to really talk about it. Those are two things that I really love, and two questions that I think can really take a conversation in a totally different direction.
A friend of mine was telling me the other day, she and her husband, a lot of my friends have said, I'm so happy we haven't killed each other yet because everybody's very much in close quarters. But this friend of mine said one of the things she and her husband have started doing, because this family, they're both working full time and they're homeschooling their children. They definitely have a lot going on, and they do just what they call a check-in every night. So simple, but how are you doing? How are you doing? And it's so simple, but we forget to do it and we forget to listen to what the other person is saying. So I love that. It's a much more general way of saying what's something you're learning about yourself, or what did you learn about yourself today, or what happened in your day today. So I love that your questions are giving people an opportunity to go to from the general to a little bit deeper and then deeper. So I really encourage people to check out Fabric so they can learn all about this. It's not all as intuitive as we think it is. And I think we need these kinds of inspirational businesses to help us. Amy, I thank you so much. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us? Any other thoughts?
Yes. I got really excited about this as you were telling me about your friends and their quick check-in. This is my favorite hack for whether it is I'm checking in with my partner at night or my best friend, but it's also a really different way to do a dinner party. And just because we're not in person doesn't mean we don't have group conversations, right? And so have you heard of Rosebud Thorn?
We have a meditation on meditation studio called Rosebud Thorn.
So Rosebud Thorn is an exercise that I've been doing in both of those situations, both group and one-on-one with my partner. And now I really want to check out your meditation.
And I know where you're headed now. Yes, this makes so much sense.
Okay. It can be like what's going on in the scope of time of life right now or the scope of time of the day. But what's one rose, which is something going really well? What's a bud, which is something like new that's budding? And what's a thorn? Pretty self-explanatory, that thing that's not going so great. Totally up to you what order you want to do it in. But I have found that Priya Parker talks a lot about facilitation and great facilitation sets a frame, a purpose for the gathering. And this sets a purpose for the conversation. And what I've seen time and time again with groups of people who, honestly, I've introduced this to groups of people at dinners when I just knew that the conversation was going to be kind of bad. And so it gives people permission to say these things that they really think about all the time, but they're not telling anyone because for some reason they don't have permission to, explicit or implicit. And so that's what I want to leave people with, is try out Rosebud Thorn with somebody, whether you know them well or not, and see how good it feels, both to listen and to share.
Such a great idea. And I actually have heard of someone doing it with their children at the dinner table. And it's such a great way to get kids to think about things too.
Thanks for asking. I really wanted to get that out.
That's great. I'm so happy you did. Thank you so much for being with us today. I love what you're doing. You always get right to the heart of what we need. So thank you.
Thank you, Patricia. It's such a pleasure to be here with you. And I love connecting with you every time we do it.
Thanks so much to Amy for being on Untangle today. For more information on her business, go to ourfabric.com. And that's fabric with a Q. And if you have questions, feedback, or suggestions for guests, email us at untangle@choosemuse.com. And don't forget to check out the Muse headband with your promo code MUSESTRESSLESS at choosemuse.com. We'll see you next week.